Health. Kisumu County has constructed a modern specialized trauma and general hospital to handle accident victims and other emergencies in Yakif sub-county at a cost of ₱56 million. During a tour of the facility, Deputy Governor Matthew Zawili stated that the increasing number of road accidents witnessed along the busy Homer Bay, Katito Town Road informed the decision to establish the Paponditi sub-county hospital. By operationalizing this hospital, all emergency cases involving accident victims from the region will be treated here, thereby decongesting Jaramogi Oginga Odinga Teaching and Referral Hospital, JOOTRH, and Kisumu County Referral Hospital, KCRH, where the majority of such cases are currently being referred to, stated Dr. Awili. County Chief Officer of Medical Services, Public Health and Sanitation, Dr. Lucy Ojwang, announced that the Level 4 hospital is currently 98% complete and is scheduled to open its doors to the public in June 2024. The hospital is equipped with two ultra-modern theaters with the capacity to handle emergency cases such as accident victims and another for maternal care services. The maternity wing theater will significantly contribute to the reduction of maternal mortality, while the newborn unit will enhance neonatal care in a move towards improving healthcare services for mothers and infants in the area, Dr. Lucy observed. West Nyakich Ward, Member of County Assembly, MCA, James Omolo lauded the initiative by the county government, stating that the hospital is set to revitalize healthcare services for indigent households. This hospital is a game changer in the healthcare sector and is set to offer a glimmer of hope to the accident victims and vulnerable mothers seeking maternal care from the remote area, Omolo stressed. The county legislator rejoiced that the trend of pregnant women from rural Nyakich traveling long distances for specialized maternity care at JOOTRH will soon become a thing of the past. According to the chief officer, the health department has put in place the needed personnel and procured all essential equipment valued at ₱17 million for the facility and is currently awaiting installation before the official launch in 2 months. Paponditi Level 4 Hospital is also equipped with a state-of-the-art medical waste incinerator, installed at ₱7.6 million, to enhance the efficiency in handling and managing hazardous and general medical waste. This modern incinerator machine is unique and can handle waste from Muhoroni, Nyando, and Nyakich sub-counties for the time being. However, we have set aside a budget to install a similar one in Muhoroni in the next financial year, Dr. Lucy assured.